Physician's assistants are growing in numbers and importance across the U.S. and in Georgia. In the last 5 years, the number of certified PAs working in our state has increased 23%. So what is driving this trend and what does it mean for Georgia healthcare? That's what we'll be discussing today on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, most of us are familiar with doctors and nurses and the roles that they play in healthcare. So what about PAs?
Physician assistants are people that can perform most of the duties that a regular physician can. They must be licensed and they must work under the supervision of a doctor. But they can do anything from assisting in surgery to regular primary care in like a family practice setting. And we're seeing more of them because we have real gaps in terms of our medical workforce, especially in rural areas. We know that about one-fourth of PAs work in primary care, and this is where we have the greatest need.
And you spoke with a PA who's working in a rural city in Georgia. Can you elaborate a little bit on how important it is to have other types of healthcare providers in these areas other than doctors?
Well, these areas are especially lacking in primary care doctors. It's very hard for a rural area and a rural hospital to recruit a primary care physician. And many of our counties in this state have real shortages in terms of finding a doctor, or finding enough doctors. So PAs really can fill a need in these areas by being able to do these primary care duties and take care of, you know, basically helping to fill the gap in access to care.
But Georgia is kind of considered a restrictive state when it comes to utilizing physician's assistants. Why is that?
If a patient needs a Schedule II narcotic, like a painkiller, whatever, they must have a physician to sign that prescription. And we're only one of a handful of states that prevent PAs from doing it directly. We also have a restriction on the number of PAs that a physician can supervise. And there are some people who suggest that if we can eliminate some of these barriers, we can attract even more PAs. I mean, we're 35th in the country in terms of the number of PAs per 100,000 population, and we could stand to see a lot more, particularly in these areas of need, like in rural Georgia.
Becoming a physician's assistant is an attractive option for someone who wants to work in healthcare. Can you talk a little bit about the benefits of being a PA, maybe compared to getting a full medical degree?
Certainly, it's less time in school that PAs have to spend. PA can go to school and really be out there in the workforce within 3 years. And they have a great deal of flexibility in terms of what specialty they want to go into or where they want to get in primary care. The PAs I talked to also said that they like the hours and the work-life balance that a PA job affords them.
Andy Miller is the editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WGA-FM or the UGA College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.